As a stage director, how do you approach such a well-known opera? Do you attempt to make it new in some way?
It's an opera we keep coming back to because the person who sings Violetta Valerie tends to define it in their own way. And just as you can look at a piece of sculpture from any angle, having the chance to sort of walk on this journey through any number of sopranos means that every time you see it and hear it, it's fresh. We're really lucky to have Anya here to do this role. And, you know, we're going to ask questions about it, about what Verdi was meaning, about what Dumas Fils might have intended. And then how do we understand these characters today? One of the ways that I've reached into the piece is a collaboration with the Ryrie Woodbury Dance Company here in Salt Lake City. And Violetta was known for having extravagant parties. Well, Marie Duplessis was. And so it seemed just right that there would be dancers as well as, you know, the big social realm of the day attending her events. And they pick up a lot of the waltz tempos that are in the score, and then they elaborate them as dancers do. And it allows us to make a poignant statement when we reach the end of Violetta's life that the party has moved on without her. And so the dancers will also be there, but they'll be more ghostly. So that's one of the ways that I'm reaching into the piece in a new way. And I'm just grateful for the team here at Utah Opera who's ready to jump off the cliff with me.
What pitfalls do you need to watch out for when you're directing La Traviata?
I try not to make it too sentimental, because Violetta is the kind of character that doesn't want pity, nor does she deserve it. She lives by her own rules, and she knows actions have reactions, and she's shrewd. And so I try and be careful, and I think Verdi was as well, not to overindulge places that seem to just be showy or sentimental. But we hone to a text and to a rhythm, and we have a great collaborator in Stephen White, who's conducting, who also believes in that forward motion of a Verdi score that lifts us away from the days of Bellini and Bel Canto and really drives us towards a more Verismo drama, which would happen in about 30 years.